Christians are reaching out in Belarus despite bans on evangelism. A Christian is shot in Pakistan, and God's working in a mighty way through a Bible ministry in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Religious freedom is taking a backseat to the government in Belarus. According to a recent report, the government closed a worship service in Minsk because a foreign pastor preached at a worship service. Vice President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says Belarus is a difficult area in which to work.
They basically try to limit evangelical activity only to their churches. Basically, the church body cannot do anything outside of their church wall.
That's not stopping believers from evangelism. Through Russian Ministry Schools Without Walls program, national Christians are training young people to be creative in outreach, and they're doing it.
They are initiating and they're starting all kind of different camps, sport camp or a creative camp or English camp. But at the same time, everybody knows that these young people that are believers.
Kids are coming to Christ. Funding is needed. Schools Without Walls is training 2,200 students this year. Next, a Pakistani Christian was shot 8 times in the leg for refusing to pay a Muslim, according to International Christian Concern. The Muslim called him a wealthy Christian and threatened to kill him if the Christian didn't give him money. When the Christian refused, he was shot a few days later by the same Muslim. The Muslim has not been charged for this crime. By calling the Pakistani embassy, you can protest this injustice. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of families in northern India are receiving copies of the Gospel of John. Moy Padaiti of Bibles for the World recently visited the area and says many are responding to God's Word.
Last month, 2 families and 22 individuals, brand new believers, were baptized in Machiwara, Punjab. And last Sunday, 11 new believers were baptized in Singrauli, Uttar Pradesh. God is working in a mighty way among the people of Punjab these days.
12 new churches have started since October and enjoy more religious liberty since the recent election.
With the new government, persecution of Christians has decreased, and there's a great measure of freedom we feel to share the gospel with non-believers.
For only 25 cents, you can send the Gospel of John to a family in India. Next, Air Venture, the world's largest air show, is allowing Mission Aviation Fellowship and others to share Christ's love with a different audience. While MAF usually attends the annual show, this year they'll have a tent set up informing people about Mission Aviation alongside other public benefit aviation. Gene Jordan with MAF says,
our theme is Fly for Life. Now, the public benefit guys, they fly for life, and that's great what they do. We fly for life, too, but not only physical life, but eternal life.
Outside their tent, Jordan says they'll have their own Kodiak plane, and beside it, a Piper plane, similar to the one Nate Saint flew.
So their prayer would be that we're able to share with many, many people that MAF's reason of being, of sharing God with people who are remotely scattered around this world, has really not changed from the Piper days to the Kodiak days.
The air show will be held in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and will last from July 27th through August 2nd. Pray for MAF as they show people interested in aviation what God is doing worldwide. And a Christian camp in Thailand needs help to continue operating through the end of the year. AMG International's Camp Joy serves many people year-round, including children, youth, adults, and seniors. Campers enjoy good food, rousing outdoor activities, and biblical instruction. A generous donor has pledged a $15,000 matching gift to raise the $30,000 needed. Visit our website to learn how you can support Camp Joy's ministry and spread the gospel in Thailand. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins in August. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.